Hello, this is Kelly Janine of the Clarity Channel podcast. This podcast guides you to uncover your visions and clear the path to them for clarity and trust. Channel your North Star path. Podcast covers topics of astrology, intuition, spiritual biz, energy healing, and mindset. I'm Kelly, intuitive clarity mentor, astrologer, and podcaster. Please connect with me on my Instagram at I am Kelly Janine. I'd love to see you today. Today, we are going into Pluto and Aquarius, part three. I can make several parts to this. Today, from tradition to healing, we're discussing the transit of Pluto and Capricorn to Aquarius and what that really entails, what that movement, that shift means individually and collectively, and what that it's going to be bringing into your own life. This Pluto and Aquarius energy that will be taking place over the coming decade, it's going to be a new era, a new generation, and very much relates to the age of Aquarius, which began around 1980 onwards. Moving from this Capricorn to Aquarius, it's the lessening of traditions and strict rules in life. The creative process is your leadership style. Pluto in the symbol of air is leaving behind an era of relying on other people for validation and codependency. The soul journey can never be split apart. Dependency on niche or template is unnecessary for growth. The dependency on this whole niche, the whole template of following someone else's lead, is unnecessary for growth. And we're understanding that our growth, as related to our soul journey, can never be split apart from what gifts we have already in this lifetime and what gifts can be seen through our cosmic blueprint. Capricorn was about tradition, family, formality, and education. Aquarius about embracing a new era of individual healing for collective healing. And really, really diving into this topic. Part two, we were talking about the revolution, the heart and the psychic. Like the revolution is here, and how opening of the heart center as relates to the psychic abilities is going to be interlayered with so much of the new technology coming through in this decade, that artificial intelligence and the communication through the quantum, and how that's really, really going to relate. Psychic abilities becoming the norm, and moving into this whole energy of going from Capricorn, because Capricorn is like this really very much really tense, highly empowered energy of holding on to a strict set of rules or traditions around how something is done, that looking at how things have always been and they're always going to be. In this whole age of Capricorn was speaking to these foundations, these structures that were put in place, whether in business and career and partnerships. And we're looking at how we have, if you have a vision and how you're becoming aware of that and expanding on that. And that moving from Capricorn into Aquarius means allowing that vision to be unique to you, to embrace how it looks for you and not necessarily how it looks for someone else. And we're understanding that this whole new age of the air symbol is going to speak to our minds and its very sense of leadership style. The leadership style is going to be through the creative process. Aquarius brings in innovation and creativity, and with innovation and creativity together, we're understanding our leadership style. And we're leaving behind this error of necessarily always being led in a way that's not aligned with the gifts that we came through for here in our cosmic blueprint, that we came through here in this lifetime. Recently, I dived into the Akashic Records. I recently started channeling the Akashic Records again. I went into this realm of the energetic memory. And this vision kept appearing of these standing on mountaintops. And it very much related to Pluto and Aquarius. And the Akashic Records is showing us that standing in your power is first recognizing to standing on a mountain top. And when I say a mountaintop, I don't mean the tower. I mean in a way that's not necessarily believing that you are better than other people, or you're better than someone else, or that you have a certain uniqueness that is separate from anyone else's uniqueness. It's about understanding that standing on this mountaintop is to stand in your own power. Now, going up the mountain means going through the forest. It means going past these landslides, these mudslides. It's going past these towns where we've seen reflections of ourselves and other people. We've seen reflections of ourselves in situations that we have experienced before. This is to realize leaving behind an error, relying on other people for validation and codependency. And we see these reflections, but we're asking not to take them on as our own. They're not necessarily our own reflections. And in the Akashic Records, I was these mountaintops that we were understanding that mountains near and far carving the path. There's the laughter of the flowers, and the commune with your dreams is a power source of renewed senses. With the awakening of the psychic senses, we're finding that there's a renewal around that, and that communing with your dreams is power. And that, and another episode, I'm going to go more in depth on Neptune Chiron. I'm talking about dreams as reality, and that there was talks of dreams. When we think of innovation, we think of like something that's brand new, never heard of before. We also think of technology as being something unfamiliar to us, but we've understood that we may have actually experienced these before, in the sense that we have certain psychic abilities like clairvoyance, clairvoyance. We have experienced what could be thought of as technology that may exist in the future that's unknown and unfamiliar, and that what is unknown and unfamiliar isn't necessarily ever been unknown or unfamiliar to us. In the Akashic Records, I was going about this mountaintop, and it kept showing me like this garden area, and it was like in the shape of veins, like there's these path of veins coming out in many different directions. It could be thought of as almost like a human-made garden, like ornaments or something. However, it was showing me that this necessarily was a reflection of the ability to create your own garden, that this garden actually is being created in your mind in a continuous way. I have the veins of connection, and what I've seen was these showing me this like this mountaintop, and you're around it. What was showing me in the Pluto of Aquarius age is what we're seeing out in reflections of ourselves, and what seems strange or unfamiliar actually isn't. It already existed. And that the individual healing for the collective healing, and that was the letting go of codependency, and that letting go of validation. It's necessarily about understanding that that's a form of individual healing. Now, that will very well lead to the collective ascension. You know, the social revolution is here, and that Aquarius is very much a revolutionary power and necessarily speaks to working on a collective level. However, the very much the individual part is not being afraid to break away from the herd. The shadow, and a bit on the shadow of Aquarius, and maybe this isn't so much talked about on social media and other places. And, you know, it sounds like the fall of current systems, perhaps the fall of capitalism and other ways that people don't agree with. However, I mean, maybe that sounds nice, but I truly believe, you know, if you trade one set of problems for another, you'll get another set of problems. Aquarius very much has a lot to do with disassociation, alienation, and are these problems now worth turning in for something else? That we have one set of problems, we're going to be trading in for another. So what is this alienation, disassociation that could come up around it? And the fall of systems necessarily speaks to the fact that people would become very much focused on their own way of doing things, and that there's so many different paths, and though they can be very interesting, very beautiful, and very unique, just like I see the vein-shaped garden, it was a reflection of the many paths we can take and the very many ways that we hold ourselves as individuals, and we hold ourselves in the collective. What is the deeper lesson behind all that is that it can become alienating if you're constantly focusing on this one single path that you're on, and that you maybe you have a vision for your career, you have a vision for finances, and that's what you want, that's what you desire more than anything else. You don't want to focus on anything else. That would be alienation, and that you are no longer focusing on the collective, you're no longer focusing on being creative or innovative to help others, you're just focusing on what you're doing and not necessarily what its larger message is. Speaking more about as it relates to like the physical realm, like if you think about like the body or somatics in Aquarius, is kind of a disassociation. It doesn't necessarily always get along too well in a physical body, and I don't really have that much Aquarius in my cosmic blueprint. I really don't. I'm much more of a Cancer, Leo, Aries energy. I don't have a lot of air at all. Though every one of us have every bit of the energies of the different signs in our charts, whether they're present or not. But to me, the very, very feeling of the air energy in Aquarius is rather alien. It's rather alien because my spirituality and my own processes are very much about the merging of the spirit and the mind, the merging of the heart center and the psychic and how that looks. And there's a potential for Aquarius to perhaps turn away from that merging and to become entirely focused on their own path and what they want, and not become more about the collective healing or the collective ascension. That is also, and also be a good and a bad thing. It literally is very beautiful when someone actually does develop their own niche, they develop their own gift to a super heightened ability. But once again, it can lead to some alienation. You know, welcome to the new age. We're not always going to rely on other people to show us that, yes, we have a certain trauma, that we have a certain energy stored in us, that we'll have to recognize it ourselves. And that's definitely what Aquarius can pull out. Aquarius can pull out this amazing and incredible ability to just really hyper-focus on a particular gift, on a particular path. And they can bring that out in you. They can bring that out in what you are doing here in the present time. And we shall see more of that over the decades. Technologies come into our field. Psychic abilities come into our field. And they become more normal and well-known. We're going to understand very much as we experience like some changes in the physical realm. And here, even in our own bodies. And these changes are going to seem unexplainable. For the better or for the worse. Aquarian energy could very well have the gift of honing in on what's really going on and allowing us to get a microscopic view of that. Aquarius, along with other signs and planetary energies, along with like Virgo or Sagittarius, and along with the power of Neptune and Pluto and Chiron, Aquarius has the ability just to hone in on and really look down the very needle of what's going on, and being able to use their voice, their own inner magic, to show us which path contains the shadows and light of what is indeed the vision for our business, for our leadership, for our partnerships, and how to hone in and expand on that. Okay, that was a lot. Yeah, I'm saying a lot here. Like I said before in the last episode, I could have several parts to Pluto and Aquarius. There's so much ground to cover, and this is just such a major energy that's taking place over the next 10 years both on an individual and collective level, and like Pluto being a planet to the furthest, the absolute furthest reaches of our conscious mind, the consciousness, the very edges of the universe, it's, you know, can be metaphorically and very physically on the edges of our consciousness is speaking to what is being integrated, what is a very subtle awareness and integration of the gifts, of the abilities that we've always had, these psychic abilities, these spiritual and also the abilities of the mind that are coming into our field and that gradually will become more aware of in a subtle way. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me here today. So happy to have you. This is the Clarity Channel podcast. Hope to see you in the next episode.